Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we are celebrating our saint, Serafim Sarovsk of Sarov. He is a saint that is beloved by Russian people, probably the second after Saint Nicholas. Saint Nicholas is the icon is in every family, and Saint Serafim Sarovsky also. Saint Serafim Sarovsky had been a small, little child, and he fell off a tower which is has been built in Kursk, and he fell off in a very high place, like three-story high, and I've been on the place to I looked at the height, and miraculously he was not hurt after falling down from the bell tower, and there were some miracles were happening, and his heart went and after the Lord, he opened his heart, accepted the Lord and the Mother of God, and finally she has accepted him as one of her favorite saints. She had appeared to him, and when he was very sick as a teenager, well, 12 years old, I think he was. He was very sick, and the Mother of God appeared to him and said that she will come and cure him. And they used to have a procession coming from Kirinaya Pustinya, and with the icon, or the Kursk icon of Mother of God, and they were taking it to the church in Kursk. Always a big procession, but Mother of God made it in such a way that this time they couldn't go their usual route, and they had to cut short because a big storm was coming. And so they went through just to cut the road, and they had to go right past the house of where the future saint, the Serafim lived, and the boy told the mama, "The Mother of God is coming here," and she had taken the boy, just at the time when the icon was being passed by the house, and he venerated the icon, and after that he was cured, and of course he had left everything in the world, the things, and he had become a monk, and he went into a deep forest, and the Sarov forest, and he was doing the ascetics, he was fighting the enemy, and he stood on a rock, as is depicted many times on the icon, on the rock. For 3 years he was standing on the rock, praying, on his knees he was praying, and until he had totally conquered all the passions and everything that is negative or anything that is from the old man, has become truly a new man in Christ. And his heart was filled with the Holy Trinity and Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ and God the Father made their abode in his heart. And he was filled with love for God, and he was filled with love for people. And he was preaching and telling people how to live according to the gospel, how to fight the enemy, and how to not to fight each other, how to work on oneself so that we will have the love for the Lord. And my beloved, he had been the perfect example of Christianity, of the Orthodoxy, because he had in his heart the love for the Lord most of all, and then the love for God's creation. He was feeding the wild bear was coming to him, and then he was feeding him from by his hand with little bread that he might find and would give. And as you know, this one, the saints raised to the height where they submit the old man to the new man, then they start to live like in a garden, in a paradise, where the wild animals and so on, they've all respected them and loved them, and they wanted to be coming close to them. And no wild animal was any time as a threat then to the saints. My beloved, he has a special love for children too, but since being an ascetic and then loving God, and after a while when so many people found out about him and they were coming for advices and spiritual and prayers and so on, then it came to a point where he had to kind of escape, to be by himself, to speak to the Lord, to be in a deep prayer. Let's remember, even Christ himself had many times left for the night by himself to be and saying prayers to his Father. My beloved, so Saint Seraphim was doing that. And when the people saw that he wasn't around, then they figured out pretty soon that he loves the kids, the children, and they would make sure they would take lots of kids, some kids with them, and let them run first in front of them so that, and to play and make noises. And as soon as Saint Seraphim Sarovsky heard the children's voice, he would come out to them, and then then of course the older people would catch him, and he would have to spend the time with them too. And then, of course, as you all know probably the story, that he was chopping wood with a big axe, and some robbers came over, and they thought, well, because he had so many visitors, he must be rich, he must be stored lots of money in his kelia. And so they approached him, and but he had, even though he could have used the axe and probably chased them away, he put the axe down on the floor, folded his hands, and they started to beat him, and they beat him so bad that he was left half dead. And after that he was always hunchback, because they have hit him with even the axe on the spine, and had so many wounds. But they were caught. But when he found out that they were caught and they were going to be punished, then the Saint Seraphim had immediately sent the message that if they is going to be punished, he is going to leave the Saint the Sarov place, and so the authorities let him go. Of course, they told him that Saint Seraphim, the ones that he had they beaten up, that he had asked them to do that, and they probably went to apologize and ask forgiveness of the saint, that the Lord decided to take them away from this world so that they won't go back again to their robberies and bad things, and because they probably had the true repentance. And so he just decided that's the best time for them to be able to go to heaven. And the lightning struck, and they all fell dead. But Saint Seraphim, as he was conquering all the evil with the good, and he was telling to people that they have to fight, we have to fight hard the enemy. And how do we fight the enemy? We fight the enemy by feeling the presence of the Lord. When we feel the presence of the Lord, God, the Holy Trinity, for he is everywhere present and fills all things, then we cannot sin. We don't want to sin. We don't want to offend our Lord. He took all our sins upon himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. He came here to protect us, to take away the curse that was given to us because we have broken God's laws. And he took all the punishment upon himself. And all he is asking us is to love him for it, and to love him and to love his Father and the Holy Spirit, and to know that he is one one God, and the three faces, the God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that we are to love Him more than anything in the world, and that means more than our own body, and more than anybody else. First love has to be to Christ, and after that, we have to love each other. But we can never love anybody if we start to judge them. When we judge them, that means that we don't have the love, because if we see somebody sin, and we feel so sorry for it that they are sinning, and we're going to pray our hearts out to ask God to forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing, and to please forgive them, and we pray for them as if we were praying for ourselves, as we have done the sin. And when we have that kind of attitude, then you see that there will be no more fights and arguments and hatred in our hearts, and then the enemy of God cannot approach us. So let's remember that. Let's remember never to judge anybody. And let's pray to Saint Seraphim Sarovsky that he would continue to have his preaching that he had and to be spread around, and that we take it seriously. And so we would try to, with all our heart, to try to really to love our Lord. For He is the only one that's truly worthy of the love, that we have to be able to, willing to give even our life. And so we obey His laws, because if we love somebody, we want to listen to them, and we want to obey them. We don't want to bring them any sorrows. My beloved, let's try to follow the example of the saints. And Mother of God had appeared to Saint Seraphim Sarovsky, and he had been able to converse with the angels, and the enemy of God, the demons, they first they were attacking him so much, but then when he was able to conquer the old man, and then they couldn't approach him. And but we have to know, we give them the power when we sin. So be afraid of the sin. Don't sin. Fight the sin. And then you'll be able to easily be conquering the evil ones. A guardian angel will always be kicking them out from your sight when you're obeying God's commandments, and when you don't want to sin. And if we do, and when we do, make sure that we repent and we feel sorry for it, and ask God to forgive us, and never judge again. I will repeat myself, never judge anybody. Then you will never have a aversion towards people, and then your heart is going to be filled with love, and you feel sorry for everybody except for yourself. Never feel sorry for yourself, but feel sorry for everybody, and pray for everybody, and to them, ask the Lord to save them. Amen.